Okay, so Simin Pei, continuing Hilchos Shabbos, we're up to Sif Katan, Samach Aleph. So Klishes are b'minei asavim. If you have a kli that they planted some grass in it, or sheshanim or flowers, lenoi for beauty, or lareach or to smell it, also litlois mimenu, you're not allowed to pull anything out of it, even though it's a kli. K'moshe also litlois menila, in the same way, you're not allowed to tear anything out from a tree. Not only that, but if the flower pot's on the ground, you can't take it off the ground to put it someplace else. Because when it's on the earth, it's growing from the smell of the earth. Whoever took it from there is as if he detached it from the ground. Which is hard to understand scientifically, but that's, we look at it like it is getting some sort of nutrients from the ground. Same thing if it's someplace else, meaning not on the ground. Also, litloi ala karka, you can't put it on the ground because mishum, then it's like you're planting. And you have to be careful with all this. Paint shall eat, paint shall cheres, whether it's made from wood, whether it's made from cheres. Pain shu knockov, whether it has a hole in it, pain shu ain't a knockov, even if it doesn't have a hole in it. Right? Meaning even if it doesn't have a hole, I can't say I understand exactly why. Like, I mean, part of it is that it's, we look at it like it's porous. Samabase, also lichta velasis ezetzir, you're not allowed to color, you're not allowed to write, or make any sort of forms, afilu, even with a finger, im hamashkin shala shulchan, with liquid that's on the table, right? Meaning you take some soda on the table and then you start drawing things. Oy ala hevel shalach alayin tzchuchis, or, you know, with the, how do you call it? The smoke, not smoke. How do you call it? The condensation that goes on the windows. V'chein b'chol davar, hal v'yishayin ha-miskayim, even though it's not miskayim. It's not issa d'oraisa, but it's issa d'rabbanan. Even to make a like a mark with your fingernails on something, the simen aser, that's also aser. Right. Let's say you found wax or something like that that dripped onto a page of a sefer. Afilu rak al ois achas, even if it's on one letter, aser lasira, you can't remove it because some say it's mamachik, and some say it's considered erasing. Vayin la'el simen chavdalid sif yud beis. Right? What is that talking about again? Yeah, it's talking about with the Sefer Torah. Fine. Samach gimel k'shem she'asa lichtav kach asa limcha kol ma she'nichtav. Same way, it's also to write, it's also to erase whatever you're writing. Makom makom oisin ugoi she'asa olim oisias tziyurim. But those pieces of cake that have on it oisias tziyurim mutar l'sharam l'achol m'shabbos, you're allowed to break them and eat them on Shabbos. So memela is not an issa d'oraisa, and it's not a problem. Now, there are many that are chaylik, but people are so busy with them writing their names on the cookie to put on the cake as opposed to on the cake itself. All right? Mishnah Berurah is machmer. He's only makel that you can actually bite into it, but you can't cut it. Yeah, unless it's part of the actual cake. Like some cookies, think Oreos. Do Oreos have or the name Oreo written on it? I'm not sure, right?
Yes.
It has Oreo on it?
Oreo has the word Oreo written on it.
Oreo on it.
So, okay, so there. So there. Oh, so very good. Mamish Bikim and Oreos, huh? So,
surprise.
What?
Surprise.
But anyway, so there, if you put it into your mouth and you bite it, that's also okay. Right? If you did it as a school of a ketanim, like, I guess as a toy, yesh l'achram, and then you should be machmer. All right. Yeah, fine. Meaning, if that's the intention, so then you should be machmer. Samatal svarim shal chudei hagilyonis v'mechutz nichtivu oisius. If you have svarim, this is a common question with the library books. know, they stamped the library name on the sides. It's Shram Shal Chudia Gilyonis on the edges of the pages. Mbachutz Nichtavu Oisiyos. The letters are written. Yesh Oisin Lepaslan or the Sagan B'Shabbos. Some say you're not allowed to open or close it on Shabbos. V'yesh Matirin. And there are those that are Matir V'chein Noig, and that is the minik to allow it. Kamakam Me'achas Yesh Oisin. Since there are all those that Aser Yesh L'Menoyim Melichtav Kain. You shouldn't do this in the first place. I've heard of some saying that if you do have a book like that, keep a piece of paper in between. In the meantime, like this, you don't have a problem. Fine. You're allowed to tell your friend, fill me up this kli. Right? Meaning this is talking about business. You need to get some wine from your friend who sells wine. So you tell him, fill me up this kli, even if it's a regular measurement. Even if it's the seller's. The buyer is going to come take it, bring it to his house. And if the lakeach brings his own kli, and says, mali li kli, fill me up this kli, that's for sure. Mutter, but to measure with a kli, that's miyuchid for the seller, and to pour it into the kli of the lekeach, that's awesome, because that already looks like too much business. Give me 50 egoizim. As long as you don't mention a measurement, but like domim and not. And you don't discuss money either. Don't make a cheshbon. Say, you know, I have 50 agoizim. 100. You can't discuss numbers. Of course, you can't use the lashon of sell me. Even if you don't set a price. Even Shabbos. And you're not allowed to use a guy to buy for you on Shabbos. Huadin b'schiras, and the same thing with hiring workers. Right? You can't do any of those things on Shabbos. Samach vav murtu lemer l'chaver mali li kli zeh. You can tell your friend to fill up this kli. Oy ten li bahi ad roishem hazeh, or give me up until this line. Ulamachar nimdoid oisai. The next day they'll measure it. Oy nishkal oisai, or they will weigh it. Fine. Samach zayin. The same way you're not allowed to build even a temporary building on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to add on to a binyan kavua, even something temporary. If you have a door that's not normally meant to go in and out, only on very... Itim Rechaim means times that are distanced, but meaning not so frequent. If you have a door that doesn't swivel, right? So tzir he eats shel barzel habayim and adela tzir is like a pipe, not a pipe, a hinge of wood or barzel that sticks out from the door shemachnis and bechur. If you put it into the bottom of the doorway or the top, so that it should swing open and close. Like a hinge. You fix the doors with any hinges. Okay, whatever it is. You tied it there or hung it there. Meaning you hung it there in the doorway to act as a temporary door. So if there's a pivot or a hinge on it, where there was a pivot there or a hinge there, and it got broken and its place is recognizable, it is mutter to close it on Shabbos. Even if it's an inyan, then when you open it, it drags on the floor. And when you want to lock it, you pick it up and put it on the threshold. Since it's already hanging there, V'gam yesh b'heker tzir, it's recognizable. Nikar shi delas asir l'nila psicha. It looks like a door. This is a door that you open and then you close on a steady basis. V'ein enira kebayna, it doesn't look like building. U'mikol shekein, im yesh l'adayin tzir, if it still has a tzir, v'vachal yasir as a tzir l'mekayim, as long as you don't put the tzir back into its place, t'mzeh habibayna, because that's bayna. Which is complicated because if it's meant to come in and out like that, so then it's really not bayna.
So a screen is
right. So the screen, right? The screen doors that, you know, the sliding doors that are constantly falling out. That's what you're talking about.
Yep. Or even those storm doors, like, you know, it gets hot outside. You want to, I don't know, put you know, the old school where you put the screen in instead of the.
Right. So it's not so simple if you're putting it into the. If you're putting it into the thing,
the frame, yeah.
But so I don't remember exactly. We certainly say not to try not to do it. I think if it comes in and out, then in some situations it's okay. Right now I don't remember offhand.
But the screen on the roller, that's okay, right?
What do you mean? To put it on and off?
Yeah, like the storm doors that have like the screen on a little rolling mechanism.
If it doesn't fall off too often, it's certainly not okay. It's only if it comes off a lot. Then it's allowed. Yeah.
Or the window crank. Or the window crank that comes off.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I think that's it, right, Naftali? That's what you said we're up to?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Everybody should have a fine night. Like Shabbos.
Stop recording.